A lot of these poems sort of double, as if two or more voices are trying to enter the same page space. Possibly at this point in the last group of 19, which I'm going to start with now, because they are reluctant to let go of the project. It looks like I probably will not close, but sort of fold up drafts at 114, or this phase of drafts. And as that day is getting closer, the poems are doubling themselves. So the first poem in the last book of drafts is called Velocity. And you'll see how it doubles itself. There's a German citation, and anybody who really knows German will be disappointed in how I say it, but it's from Rilke, and it basically means no place remaining. You'll see why how it doubles. It's a poem, and then the same poem is again in prose, sort of prose. It's called Draft 96, Velocity. Pulses uneven, pushes surging air gusts, gusts plunge horizontally, sweeping wings, its wings open and shut, balancing the swallowtail, gripping down. It snorkels precariously, fast as it can. But losing the book with a Keats poem when we were in rough cut and I had to teach Bright Star, when we hadn't processed the loss, blew me away. That this is a well-known dream genre, no consolation, yet oddly witty. Recklessness of life inside its own endangeredness. Crosshatched blasts of wind on wing, it all came so fast one couldn't register it except as ripped. What is, is. What's torn is all. No readiness for the call. What then went a wander, shadowy, over persons, apples, wall? The discovery will be palpable, balancing unsteadily on something impalpable. All things, their else and verge, their costs and lines of providence, be stark in the world in which all that heartbreaking brightness will crack. Day by day, I resist morning, and yet it catches, wrenches, twists, and trips me. I fall into it, no place remaining, deign bleiben ist nirgends, and stand nowhere, though temporarily here, ride and riven through, tight astride the no of yes, inside a stranger, starker yes of no. Two, remarks. That gust of plunging, wide and fast, pulsing crosswise, push and change that made this mark, like any brightness blown, any wing or leaf. I wanted to say it was Parnassius Mnemosyne, clouded Apollo, for its fancier name, which wasn't true. It was just a swallowtail in which the word memory did not appear, nor the touch of poetry. It was just ordinary, not endangered, no more than anything. Blustered with cross drafts, it holds tight. Creamy yellow, black lines and marks like letters on a page shimmered in the wind and light, and ribbon wings with bright thought dots, blue jot, red spot, rainbow, quipu eyes. I kept losing my place in the book. It hinged open and closed as if the letters touching read the word, the text. Gripping down, it snorkels sweetness precariously in transit. But losing the book with a Keats sonnet, a painful sign, when we were in rough cut and I had to teach such statements of looming as bright star, would I were, when we hadn't begun to process this loss, it blew me away. Writing is impossible. Reading is sadness. a word or sentence into void. It all could be summarized as aftermath. This well-known dream genre is well attested, yet little consolation. The recklessness of life inside itself, the doubled turn of throes of fate, the cross hatches of bluster, the two steep roads, the energy and wind and wing, all were intercut so fast one hadn't time to register this any time except as ripped. What is, is. What's torn is all. We're coming here with pieces of people we lost. They are shadows tangled in the long vigil of the page. There was no readiness for the call. This it emerged almost unseen, lurking, films gray with scrims of intractable isms, shadowed under persons, apples, wall, under fold, under the scratched ink of palimpsest, under those tricky transcode systems, setting numbers to letters, then words to those sums. That pyramid of A becomes zero. Now read the newborn letter. Is it from a stranger? A stranger universe. It will be palpable, yet balancing, who knew how, on something impalpable. This really is a documentary. All things, their else and verge, their costs and lots and lines of providence, the ends and whys and Xing place and R's, stark in the world in which all that heartbreaking brightness will break again. Day by day, I say I resist mourning, this mass of mixed hungers and desperate outcomes, and yet it catches, wrenches, twists, and trips me, and I fall into no place remaining. Den bleiben ist nirgends. What? Simply to be is not in being rooted, but be blown away, be riding, riven, further out than loss. Tight astride the no of yes, the no of yes that shadows thought, inside a stranger, starker yes of no, the yes of no that calls outright to A, no matter whether A is there or not.